Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
412-928-9370. It's the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. What grade do you give Justin Fields' performance from yesterday? Best caller wins Sebastian Maniscalco tickets at PPG Paints Arena. That is September 26th. We want your thoughts. Doran, what'd you give Fields?
I gave him a B.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot already.
C+, maybe?
I'll tell you. That's what I gave him, as a C+. If people have been listening to the whole show, I am never late for anything in my entire life. Ever. I'm a freak. And today I wake up at 5:15, you know, a cool hour and 15 minutes later than I usually wake up. Doran called me. I got in here like 5 minutes before the pre-show. That has never happened. I wonder if anything this weekend could be to blame.
Of course.
I don't know what happened there.
Of course.
So we'll get back into the backyard brawl. We're not straying too far off of it this morning because it was such an awesome win for Pitt and such a crushing defeat for their hated rivals. So if you got thoughts on that, you can chime in too at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Let's go to Charlotte in Whitehall first up on this. Hi, Charlotte.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Well, I guess I'm going to give him a B+, because at the end of the day, we did win the game, right? I love the use of his plays, but he didn't do that as much as last week. I don't know. It's like Coach Tomlin says, it wasn't pretty, but, we got the win. So, I don't know. I was teetering on giving him a C-, but I'll give him the B+, because I really think he's got, a lot of work to do moving ahead. So does the whole team. So, I don't know. I'm going to give him a B+.
Thank you, Charlotte. Appreciate the call. If Russell Wilson were healthy, Doran, would you play him this week against the Chargers?
Yes.
I would too.
Yes.
I would too.
First home game. Want to see what it looks like. Probably will look different. And then I know that Justin Fields, we said earlier, I feel like they're treating him almost like a backup quarterback, Justin Fields. So you know what you have as a backup quarterback. With Justin Fields. So I want to see what it looks like with Russ. And I think that it does look different. I know they need help on the outside. They need help at receiver and skill position. But I do think that it would look different. And you need to score points. And you just haven't really done that. And Justin Fields, we can give him a B. We can give him C+. We can say that he's done a decent job. But at the end of the day, you got to put the ball in the end zone. And that's what they've been lacking.
One touchdown in two games, yet you're 2-0. Doesn't happen a lot in the NFL.
Nope.
Are you like Mercury Morris, the dolphin guy who pops champagne every time a team loses? Do you do that every time a tight end catches a touchdown?
Yes.
Yes. So like Darnell Washington, I love that from Arthur Smith.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, you put him out at the boundary and you say, go get it, big guy. That was awesome. I want more of that. I want more of that. You don't have good skill position players. You just don't. Steelers don't. Need another guy. Well, the number two wide receiver ain't doing junk, and statistically, George Pickens did crap yesterday. So you're going to have to use guys like Darnell Washington. And I don't know if that's going to help you move the ball between the 20s, but it sure as heck should help you in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
As for the Russell Wilson question, if Russ is healthy enough to play on Sunday, who should start at quarterback? 412-928-9370. That is also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. Brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Doran, 56% of people agreeing with us saying Russell Wilson. That being said, I am actually happy that Dulac reported it's not going to be Russ. Just give me one more game of Fields. I still think you can beat the Chargers with Justin Fields, and I think a three-game sample size is enough of an evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks like this again, you turn to Russ, and you probably don't turn back unless he gets hurt again.
Right.
Like, if all you're going to see is we get into 13 points, 18 points, upwards maybe a 20, and it doesn't pop, I spit everywhere just there, then you go with Russ. But it does sound like it's going to be Justin Fields this week. 412-928-9370. The phone lines have exploded, Doran. We've got Matt in Connecticut listening on the Odyssey app. Good morning to you, Matt.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I guess my argument would be for Justin Fields. His style of play, I think, complements the offensive line. His style of play enables us to open up the playbook a little more with his legs. He hasn't really turned the ball over. The one dime he threw yesterday got called back because of Jones.
Sure.
It wasn't his fault. His ability to throw the ball on the run, I feel, is going to be more effective than Wilson, who's kind of getting older. And if the defense really holds, do we really need – I'm not saying that 10 points is going to win every game, but do we really need that many points?
Well, at some point, your defense is going to give up some points.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you gave up 10 last week. You gave up 6 this week. It's the NFL in 2024. You played a rookie quarterback and then a guy that in week one – they were so not confident in his ability to move, they didn't run a single play from under center or a single shotgun pass, or a single play action pass. So you should dominate defensively against those two teams. You just should. When you pay what you pay for this defense and you've got the guys that they've got, you should dominate. It's the NFL. It's 2024. It's an offensive league. That's not going to happen. You're going to have to score 22 points at some point to win a freaking football game. And I don't know that Justin Fields can do that. I don't know if they're going to let him do that too, which is also part of the problem. So 2023, we just had someone tweet this in, and it's something I looked up last night, actually, Doran. So last year, Fields against Atlanta in Denver, 603 yards combined, 5 touchdowns, 60 yards rushing, 1 rushing touchdown. So 6 TDs, 1 pick, average 32.5 points per game in those two games. This year, 273 yards, 84 yards rushing, 1 passing touchdown, 0 rushing touchdowns, only 15.5 points per game. Like, at a certain point, you got to say, hey, Tomlin, this is on you.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. It just screams of it. This is last year. And I know Arthur Smith is a different offensive coordinator, and you see things of the continuity of how he runs his offense and why it's a different offense, but it's still the same results as you're getting last year. So where does that point to? There's only one guy that's the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike Tomlin.
The way I would have looked at it going into the game, and we talked about this last week, or even before you were sick, we talked about this. Like, full week of practice for Justin Fields. Let's see what he's got.
Right.
Let him prove himself. And they're so focused on winning the game in front of them. And I get it to an extent that they just said, we're not going to screw this game up and let us lose to Bo Nix. We're going to say, let's not make the crippling mistake. Bo Nix will make the crippling mistake, and that's how we're going to get out of Denver with the victory. But that doesn't help you find out if Justin Fields can be your franchise quarterback, and I think that needs to be part of it. You could probably win and open things up because you are playing Bo Nix, and that's what I would have liked to see, and we didn't get a chance to see that.
I'm shocked right now because I don't know the actual answer. I don't know how real it is, but leaning towards this is Mike Tomlin's doing. I am a little shocked that Arthur Smith doesn't have much pull that I thought he would. I thought that Arthur Smith was hired to be the secondary head coach and to be his own guy and run his own type of offense and Mike Tomlin to stay out of it. No, we don't know if that's the case. We don't know if this is Arthur Smith's doing or is it Mike Tomlin's doing. We're leaning towards Mike Tomlin, but right. I am shocked that Arthur Smith doesn't, whenever they sit there on Monday mornings and prepare for the next week or break down the film, I could see Mike Tomlin be like, this is what we need to do. This is what our philosophy needs to be this week. And Arthur Smith like, okay, I'll put my game plan together around that thought process. And I'm sure that Arthur Smith wants to open it up. What offensive coordinator doesn't want to score points?
Right.
What offensive coordinator doesn't want to, have those explosive plays and throw the ball down the field and throw, and create those matchups. So I'm a little shocked that if that is the case, that this is Mike Tomlin's doing, which it seems like it is, I am a little shocked that Arthur Smith doesn't have more of a say.
It could be something that you've said a couple of times already, Doran, that they legitimately, they're not thinking about the future at all with Justin Fields. They just view him purely as the backup quarterback of this football team. And when you're a backup quarterback, you're going to coach him not to lose the game.
Yep.
I mean, that's kind of hit me in the face like a Mack truck right now. Like, they don't, seemingly, view this as an audition for Justin Fields being the guy. They're just trying to win the game, and they're operating as if Justin Fields is their backup quarterback.
Yep.
And if you are to believe Jerry Dulac, he reported that Justin's going to go this week for the Steelers. They're going to give Russell Wilson time to heal. I mean, they're kind of treating Russell Wilson as that starting quarterback then. Like, give him time, and it doesn't matter almost what Justin Fields does. We're going to go back to Russ Wilson, despite what Tomlin said on Tuesday, where he wouldn't name Russ the starter. But I think he was just messing around with the media. Yeah, exactly. 412-928-9370 if you want to get involved. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Steelers are 2-0, and I don't feel like people are excited. I don't feel super excited. Let's pull that apart a little bit. And Bill Belichick gave his thoughts on Mike Tomlin. Wait until you hear this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Najee Harris has a different view on this game, Doran. He said we weren't playing conservative. We were just blanking ourselves. That blank would be a expletive that we cannot play the audio. We cannot say it on the radio. See, I think it's a little column A, a little column B. Like, they were conservative. They also bleeped themselves.
Yep.
Like, they had 10 penalties for 78 yards. That's not a winning formula. We also saw another snap issue. This one was probably on Frazier, right?
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback's not looking. Mm-hmm. Ball hits him in the chest. He probably snapped it when he was not supposed to snap it. So I don't put that one on Fields. I would like them to clean that the frig up, though.
Right.
Like, that's going to, if they're going to play every game to win by one score, and to muck it up, and to make it ugly, eventually that's going to cost you. Like, you are going to lose a game because of that. So if I'm Mike Tomlin, if I'm Arthur Smith, I say, hey, Justin, this week, Zach Frazier is your roommate. You guys are going to live together. You're going to snap the ball, Zach, to him, shotgun under center. When you wake up in the morning, you put your hands on his butt cheeks. And then once you master that, you go stand on one side of the kitchen, you stand on the other, we're going to snap the ball. And only when this stops happening in games can you go back to your previous living situation.
Because
that's, it's not unforgivable because it didn't cost them, but it's almost unforgivable, right?
Like, yes.
I just don't.
Got to figure it out.
I just don't know how that keeps happening.
On the road has something to do
with it. And it was a different road environment than Atlanta was. There was a bajillion Steelers fans on the road in Atlanta, and Denver is a tough place to play.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't breathe.
Oh, my gosh, it's the worst.
I one time ran up the Red Rock stairs, and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Like, it's the burning. It feels like you're going to explode. Your chest is going to explode.
Oh.
The worst.
You know what also happens in Denver? The alcohol hits you faster.
Yep.
Found that one out.
Mm-hmm.
The hard way. Bill Belichick was talking about Mike Tomlin before this weekend. Here's how he, well, let's just let you hear it.
Mike Tomlin's game plan is the same every week. Doesn't matter who the quarterback was or what year it is. Play good defense, turn the ball over, you know, try to get the running game going, but play good field position, make them drive it against that defense, don't give up many points, and win. I won't say win ugly, but win.
That doesn't sound like a compliment to me.
No, he even chuckled. He's like, I knew what he was going to do every time we played him. Like, you know what he's going to do. That's what they want to do. Like, shoot. But that's the thing, like, Bill Belichick, his thought process was like that. The difference between Bill, I think he let Tom and their offense do what they needed to do to win and score points. That's the difference. Bill Belichick wanted to win the way that Tomlin wants to do it, but Tomlin has his hands in everything. And so does Bill, but, like, Bill understood and was like, listen, I trust Tom to do the right things, and if we want to play offense the way that he wants to play it, then we'll do that. That's why I went to also see Russell Wilson. Because I think that Tomlin, he has always played that way. He's always wanted to play that way, but I think he trusted Ben at times to play the way that Ben needed to play to win the games. And I think he would do that with Wilson as well.
I hope he does. If he doesn't, we got huge problems.
Yeah.
Huge problems on our hands, man. Like, It's not going to be, according to Jerry Dulac, we'll find out more tomorrow from Tomlin, it's not going to be Russell Wilson this weekend. It's going to be Fields. They want Russell Wilson to heal up and then have him ready to go week number four against the Indianapolis Colts. If it looks like this with Russ, this team is going nowhere. Nowhere. Because you can win grounding and pounding it, not turning it over. But that needs to yield points when you play big boy football. When the Cincinnati Bengals are on your schedule, you need to not turn it over. You need to run the ball. You also need to put up points. Kansas City, Philadelphia, Baltimore. These are all teams that can score. Las Vegas goes into Baltimore. They score points yesterday. You need to evolve. If it looks like this against good offensive teams, you get beat. You can't play this way. And I don't like that they're doing it with Justin Fields because I wanted them to allow him to spread his wings and see if he can maybe be the franchise quarterback, as unlikely as it is, of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They haven't done that. If Russ goes in and it's handoff, 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 not throwing the ball in the middle of the field, be content to punt, yada, 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 then I don't know when we're ever going to see them get out of this 9-win, 10-win, in the hunt kind of malaise that they've been in since really 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not going to trust Russell Wilson to operate an offense and not treat him with kid gloves, then just forget about it. Because another 9-8's coming, another 10-7's coming, maybe. The schedule's more difficult. Like, I mean, the writing's on the wall. So I am intrigued to see Russell Wilson, but I got to say, man, like, I don't really have high hopes that they're going to change their stripes. And you just heard what Belichick thinks of Tomlin.
I this may be small, but you just brought up that the Raiders went into the Ravens and scored points to beat them. You know who the Raiders offensive coordinator is?
Tell me.
Luke Getsy, who was Justin Fields' offensive coordinator in Chicago. So I don't want to go here yet, but maybe Justin Fields has a little bit to do with the lack of scoring points and the lack of you know, expansion of the offense. I don't know. But I think it's a little bit of everything. And I know Mike Tomlin's the puppeteer, but maybe Justin Fields is just who he is.
Yeah, and you said it's a little bit of everything. If we were filling out a Mike Tomlin bingo card for his press conference tomorrow, I'm thinking he's going to use the word popcorn. Whenever he says that, that means that there's multiple issues popping up. It's a tough eval for yesterday.
Very tough.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. Very tough.
Because Justin Fields did good things and then in the first half, and then some of the best things he did got wiped out due to penalty. They might have got 99 yards and scored a touchdown, which, like, this team, this offense, my God, we ain't seen that in a long time. But they didn't because penalties. And Justin Fields in the second half, I don't think he played well. And then the running game wasn't anywhere near as good in the second half. They did take some shots. They got bailed out by some pass interference calls, even though I do think that those were the right calls. Like, there was a lot going on there where they shot themselves in their own foot, both in their preparation and game plan, and then also shot themselves in the foot with the penalties that they committed. There was also one penalty that shouldn't have been called, I think. That pick play?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, didn't the defender initiate the contact there?
Right. That's a good play, too.
So, I don't know why I'm whispering now. Buddy, that's what has me just seething mad, because people are going to start calling out Arthur Smith. The touchdown pass to Darnell Washington, you never would have seen the tight end line up there under Matt Canada or Randy Feigner. And so I think that's using your personnel perfectly. That's a beautiful play. And it's a good throw, and, I mean, you got a mountain of a man to throw it to. The pick play. I've been calling for that man on third and fourth downs for years, and they haven't even had that in the repertoire, in the playbook. That's a beautiful play and the wrong call, but at least they have that one in the playbook, so I'm encouraged at that. All right, Steelers are 2-0, and I think people are like, how much do we buy in? Pitt, 3-0. I think it's totally the opposite. Let's get into why on each. Next, it is 8:30. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Steelers 2-0, the only undefeated team in the AFC North. Let's shoot off fireworks. That's not what I'm getting on the text line, Doran. I'm getting a lot of, this is not sustainable, they stink. Meanwhile, on the text line, I'm getting, Eli Holstein is so good that he's going to leave Pitt after this year.
People are hoping he does. The people that are texting are hoping.
Well, I'm getting a lot of 412s coming in on that. No. I think it's the state of college football that a player is good and then you worry about what could happen. I think it's laughable, though, that he would want to leave Cade Bell. I think it's laughable that Eli Holstein wouldn't get a bag from Pitt, because if that's what it takes to keep him here, they will give him what it takes to keep him here. I also know that the last good quarterback at Pitt was a Heisman finalist, an ACC champion, and a first-round quarterback. So, sorry, I'm finding it hard to believe that this guy would want to walk out the door.
Well, he's already had the experience of playing at Alabama. He's here right now. He's making money right now. They're going to find ways outside of with the collectives to pay him what he wants to stay here. And also, there's, $20 million that's going to be given out from the athletic department. I don't know what the parameters are around that, of who needs to get what or who can't get what, but you could probably say, oh, the starting quarterback that's probably, say he's a Heisman finalist this year. I mean, I just saw something right here. It just came a College Football Kings in, what, it said in 2021, in the first three games, Kenny Pickett had 939 passing yards, 10 TDs, one interception, 115 yards rushing, and that was his Heisman finalist year. Right now, Eli Holstein has 939 passing yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 96 rushing yards. If he ends up a Heisman finalist, that is unbelievable. Don't know if that's going to happen, but if he does, you'll find a way to pay him to stay here.
I don't see any circumstance where they don't find a way to give him what he needs to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what anybody wants anyhow.
Like, right, exactly. What if he just wants Cade Bell?
Right. Now, they'll pay him. Yeah. That's the sport now. You'll pay him. You could, I guess, lose other players. You would not lose him because you will pay him. But I think people are saying this because they know how good he is already and how good he can continue to be. He's not close to a finished product.
Nope.
Like, he could have thrown a pick six early in the game. Didn't. He's had a lot of turnover-worthy plays. He's also made a ton of bonkers plays. He's not anywhere near a finished product. And the reason why Pitt fans are excited about 3-0 and Steelers fans, at least anecdotally, don't seem to be super excited about 2-0, in my opinion, is one thing. Offense.
Yes.
Offense.
Yes.
One team was down 27-6, came back to win. Down 10 points with 3 minutes and 17 seconds left, came back to win. If the Steelers were down 8 points, could they come back and win? Not the way they're drawing it up right now.
No.
So, it's 2024. Pat Narduzzi said, let's hire an offensive coordinator who wants to run plays every 10 seconds. Mike Tomlin, you and I like the Arthur Smith hire, but it seems like it looks better and there is a plan, but the results have been the same through 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a Pitt fan, I understand why you would be excited about 3-0. And if you're a Steelers fan, hey, you got 2 road games out of the way and you're 2-0. You shouldn't be mad today. But I can understand why you would not be super excited, because we've seen this fish before. Whereas Pitt, it's the total opposite of the way that really Narduzzi has done it all apart from the Whipple year.
Mm-hmm. Pitt went out and hired the Clint Kubiak, and you see in Clint Kubiak obviously goes to the Saints. We just talked about that, and look at the points and stuff that they're doing. It's modern day offense. Not saying that Arthur Smith isn't and won't do a good job. It's the philosophy of the Steelers. It's the philosophy of Mike Tomlin. They hired Arthur Smith because they knew Arthur Smith would kind of adhere to the way that they want to do things.
If Pitt were 3-0, and they blow out Kent State first game, fine. Ground and pounded their way to an ugly 17-16 win over Cincinnati. Did the same against West Virginia. I do think you would have Pitt fans. Obviously, you just won the backyard brawl. You'd be excited. I think it's a different level of excitement because it's offense-driven.
Yes.
Like, Pitt's defense hasn't played great yet. I have some faith that Pat Narduzzi will figure it out on that side of the ball. He always has. But the defense has been bad. I mean, bad. It's been bad. I mean, they both up made plays at the end of games in each of the last 2. So maybe bad's a little strong. But statistically, it hasn't been great. It doesn't seem to matter because you have a quarterback and a play caller that are going to pull the rabbit out of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Denver said, we're going to commit an extra man to the box and we're going to double George Pickens and you're not going to move the football. And then guess what? They didn't move the football. If the Steelers, think about this. You like when I do that. Think about this. If that fumbled snap in the Atlanta game gets recovered and they punch that in and it's 10-0, the Steelers don't win that game.
No.
And that's why you can be happy about a 2-0 start, but if the game script doesn't go exactly the way that the Steelers need it, they're not going to win. Do you think these games got scripted the way that Pitt wants to win? No. Like, they don't want to be down 21. They don't want to be down 10.
Right.
It didn't go according to plan, and they still won. That's special. That's where you look and you go, and we're kind of like doing two topics at once here. That's where you think, can they win the ACC?
Sure.
Sure. I don't know that I'd pick them to. Can they?
You could see it.
Yeah.
Could see it happening.
Could they beat Syracuse?
Yep.
Is there a team left on their schedule they can't beat?
No.
Is there a team on their schedule that you don't say, oh, I could see them losing it? Like, maybe Youngstown. But I could see them losing to anybody, too. But you know what? They're going to have the quarterback advantage in most of the games. And I've seen enough out of Cade Bell to say they're going to have the coordinator advantage in most games. Can you say either of those things about the Steelers?
No.
And you and I like Arthur Smith. So I think that's the difference in these two fan bases. And luckily for people, it's a Venn diagram. There's a lot of the same people in the middle. But you can be bullish on Pitt in a way that you can't be bullish on the Steelers right now. 412-928-9370. Matt in Pittsburgh next up. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, I was calling about Justin Fields grade. I don't think his play was actually this bad because I think he's being held back somewhat by the Mike Tomlin, theories. But I'm going to give him a C-minus because he's been given an opportunity here to completely revive his career. And
kind of. And we got to run, Matt. I'm sorry. Like, kind of. I mean, he has the opportunity to play, but they're not allowing for the full Justin Fields experience, if that makes sense. I did just see the passing chart. They did throw it 6 times in the middle of the field.
There we go.
At 4 for 6.
There you go.
Step in the right direction.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's look around the NFL when we come back. Mark Caboli is going to join us at 9. You think Mark might make some pit jokes at my expense?
There's no doubt.
He shredded me on the internet this weekend.
Crushed you.
Absolutely bodied me. So we'll talk to Caboli coming up at 9. We'll take a look around the NFL coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Oh, taking a look around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands in every size. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Caboli going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. Doran, the Ravens, gack one up at home, and I think they have some serious offensive line-related issues.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's something, I mean, you can get better. I don't know that that's something you fix, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not pushing the panic button if I'm John Harbaugh, but I'm concerned. You can't. The Raiders?
You can't lose at home against the Raiders.
No.
New head coach, Gardner Minshew's their quarterback. Gardner Minshew's a fine player, but he's not a world beater.
No.
That's a bad, bad loss that could kind of spiral out of control if it's for the Ravens. That is a terrible loss.
And to that point, Doran, Ravens at Cowboys, Bills at Ravens, Ravens at Bengals, your next 3 games.
Man.
Then you got the Commanders, then it's the Buccaneers and Browns. Their schedule, these next 6 games, 5 out of the 6 of them, those are some knockdown dragouts. Now you flip it over to the Cincinnati Bengals, much better performance than last week against New England, but they had a penalty on the final drive that cost them. They give up the game-winning kick to Harrison Butker. And now they're 0-2. I'd be less worried about them if I were a Bengals fan because this seems to be their MO is starting slow these last couple of years. But you don't want to dig yourself too big of a hole.
No, I mean, it's 2 AFC losses for both teams, regardless. So, I mean, Jamar Chase wasn't even really a fact. I think he had like 30 yards.
Yeah.
You know, it's feeling kind of odd. And they're not really hitting their stride right now. I don't know if they ever will.
Like,
I think they have a chance to get up off the mat because you got the Commanders and Panthers next. They should be 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not 2-2, you got mega issues. Because then you got the Ravens, but then it's the Giants. So you got three of the worst teams in football coming up in three of your next four. At bare minimum, they should be 3-3 after six games. Did anything else stick out to you about the NFL slate this weekend?
Oh,
not to
man.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. of all the games, Malik Willis wins. Malik Willis gets traded to Green Bay. Jordan Love goes down. I know that's kind of irrelevant to anything, but like still, like, I mean, thinking about the Kenny Pickett draft and Malik Willis's name being, you'd like Malik Willis to be drafted by the Steelers and he goes to a different team, and I don't know how well he played, but he won them the football game.
He got a dub, yeah. Which, I mean, I'll just say what it is. I didn't see that coming.
49ers lost to the Vikings.
Also did not see that coming after they whooped up on the Jets last week. I think the Buccaneers might be for real, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
2-0, you go on the road to Detroit, one of, I think, the most complete and best teams in football. And then you got the Saints just drill the Cowboys on the road. Drill them. 44-19. That thing was over by halftime. And then finally, I guess we should look at the other division team that played. I did not think the Browns were going to beat the Jags.
No, me neither.
Deshaun Watson was fine. Eh?
Better.
Better. But they score 18 points. Jacksonville. Fraud alert?
Yes.
Is Trevor Lawrence just not that guy?
Seems that way. I mean, you wanted to make the excuses for him with Urban Meyer and then having a new head coach the next year. You know, he doesn't really, you know, for a 1-1 pick, I don't know. They just paid him to. Kind of had to, but he's still making $250 million and just, I don't know. It's going to be a tough road for them moving forward.
And then finally, Kyler Murray looks good again.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they might be all right.
They might be, and I didn't see that coming.
They should have beat the Bills. They almost beat the Bills too. They were winning, I think, that whole game, the
yes.
first game of the season.
They might be okay. And think about Kyler Murray, who was kind of the forgotten man, and he played really well in this game. Trevor Lawrence, who's kind of the next anointed one, and he stinks. I guess we don't really know what we're talking about. The general way, of course, you know what you're talking about. Different football. All right, Mark Caboli knows. He's going to join us coming up next. We got more Backyard Brawl stuff to get to as well, obviously, much as it pains me to say. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 79.